My name's Melanie Tate, and author Brooke Davis is Australia's newest literary star. There's no other way to describe her, frankly. Her first book, released a month ago, is called Lost and Found, and it's already been sold to 26 countries. And after 4 weeks in Australia, it's at the top of all the bestseller lists here in Australia. It's a charming, quirky book that readers are falling in love with all over Australia. But to be honest with you, I found it charming and quirky and funny, but I also found it devastatingly heartbreaking. So I thought we'd find out today what Brooke Davis's favourite piece of writing is, the work that has meant most to her. Brooke Davis, author of Lost and Found, what have you decided to talk about as your masterpiece today?
My masterpiece today is Matilda by Roald Dahl, which is one of my favourites as a little girl, and one that I've kind of reread quite a few times as I've been an adult too.
Now, can you tell us the story of Matilda for anybody who hasn't read the book, seen the movie, or gone to the big, huge hit stage show?
Yeah, I mean, for anyone who's been under a rock, I guess. Matilda is a five-year-old girl, and she lives with a family who don't really appreciate or pay much attention to her. And she's kind of like a kid genius. She spends most of her time reading, and eventually the world kind of gets to her a little bit, and she develops these superpowers out of her anger, and hilarity ensues, I guess. And it's about her going to school with the gargantuan, terrifying principal, Miss Trunchbull, who exacts all kinds of terrible things upon her students.
Do you remember discovering it or reading it for the first time?
I remember being given it by my parents, and I don't really remember the feeling of when I first kind of read it, but every time I read it, I feel like I have that feeling that I must have had when I read it the first time, the magic of it and the joy of it and the kind of, grittiness of it or grottiness of it. And when I used to read it as a kid, I always felt like my parents shouldn't be endorsing me read it. Because there's such a violence to it, and there's so many words that he uses that are like swearing but are not swearing, and I loved that about it.
Can you give us some examples of those words?
Something like twerp. And she, I know Miss Trunchbull says a lot of beautiful insults to all her children. There's this line where she calls Bruce Bogtrotter. I don't know if you remember Bruce Bogtrotter from the story, but he's this rather unfortunate little boy who gets made an example of in front of the whole school. He has to eat an entire cake in front of the whole school because Miss Trunchbull has found him stealing from her cake, and she calls him a blackhead, a foul carbuncle, a poisonous pustule. And they're so dirty and gross, and it's such appealing as a little kid to hear those kinds of words used, and the sound of them too. The words he used had such a horrible kind of poetry to them, in that you could hear the grossness in them, and I loved it. It's so great for kids.
Do you think that's what it is about Roald Dahl's writing, that he doesn't treat kids like idiots and he's happy to sort of indulge them a bit in kids' innate grossness?
Absolutely. I remember all his work, I think, was not patronising at all to little kids, and that was something I really struggled with as a little kid. I think I didn't like to be talked down to and talked to as if I didn't understand what was going on, and he didn't ever give you that in any of his work. And he also gave, I think, what's so appealing about it to me anyway, was the fact that he would give power to the powerless all the time. As a kid, you always felt so powerless and at the mercy of your parents' decisions, but he was able to make you feel like you could kind of overcome that, and it was Such a delight to read as a kid.
Do you have any idea where Matilda the character actually came from for Roald Dahl?
I don't actually. All I know is that he wrote something down on a napkin or something, or in his little notepad, a small little kernel of an idea about a little girl who could generate electricity with her eyes. I think it was something like that from memory. And then it kind of became this big story, well-known story.
Just that still, sort of quiet, like the sound of a page being turned in a book, or a pause in a walk in the woods. Quiet. Like silence, but not really silent.
How has Matilda and I guess the work of Roald Dahl influenced your work as a writer?
It's kind of influenced it in every way, I think, even just as a human, because he's influenced me to want to be a writer, because the kind of pleasure that he gave me as a little kid, it's the kind of pleasure I wanted to replicate in my writing to give other people. I think most of my childhood I just copied him. I wrote a lot of things that are so similar to what he was writing. And that was really important for my career as a writer, to spend time copying my heroes, I think. And I remember actually maybe about 3 or 4 years ago, I went to visit his grave in Great Missenden in the UK. His house is there and his grave is there and a museum is there. And it's this gorgeous spot, kind of Fantastic Mr. Fox kind of territory. Mm-hmm. You sit on the top of this hill and you're looking down over these beautiful, beautiful rolling green hills, very English countryside. And I sat next to his grave for about 2 hours and bawled my eyes out.
Really?
Which is I didn't expect that. Uh-huh. I was in the throes of writing my book, and it was a challenge to write a novel at all, but to write on the concept that I was writing on. And I just realized that he was the main reason why I decided to become a writer. He was the one who gave me the joy of language and the joy of play with language and your imagination. And I felt like I had so much to thank him for.
And is that where those tears came from?
I think so. And, I mean, it was a lot of other things as well, I think. The book that I wrote called Lost and Found is all about the grief for my own mother. And so there was a lot tied up in that as well. And just the opportunity that his work kind of gave me and the direction it gave me, I felt so grateful for his presence in my life. And I'd never been able to, I would have loved to have been able to tell him that. He wouldn't have cared probably, but it would have been nice to be able to tell someone who's had such a profound influence on me and my work and how I see the world, really. It would have been great to be able to say those words to him.
Brooke, do you continue reading his books now?
Yeah, I do. Every now and then. I've just reread Matilda, and in the last couple of months, and I try to read them kind of once a year, really, because it's just such a lovely feeling of childhood in those. The magic of it all is just so present when I stick my head in one of his books.
So your book, Lost and Found, centres around a young girl who has, you know, is parentless at the almost at the outset of the book, and two older people, and you know they're kind of real Dalian, I think I've just made that up.
Yeah, I like
Dalian constructs as well. The old people, the way you've written them, I don't want to say anything more about them, and also the quirkiness of this young person. Do you think as you go on and keep writing, you'll continue to be influenced by Roald Dahl and about that sort of journey for a young person?
Yeah, I don't know. I really don't know what's going to happen next with my writing because it's changed so much as I've grown, and it'll be just as much a surprise to me as to anyone what kind of comes out next. I think with Lost and Found, the tone of it, I didn't plan it. I didn't sit down and think this is exactly how I'm going to write this book. It's really just how my brain kind of worked through that book, and I'm really not sure how it's all going to kind of pan out, but I'm really excited to find out.
Now, if anybody goes to Matilda after listening to this conversation, which I imagine they would, because I was really surprised when reading up on Matilda before chatting with you that it was published in 1988. I thought that it was a bit older than that. And so there will be people listening to us who haven't read it. What would you like them to find within the book or seek out within the book after listening to us chat about it if they haven't read it before?
Really just the pleasure of it. And I think what's drawn a whole generation of people towards that book, if you're a bookish person, it just celebrates the love and magic of reading, and it validates our own experiences as book nerds, I think. And so really just the joy and the magic and enjoy the humour of it. There is so much just dark humour in that book, and I think it's just a treasure.
Brooke Davis, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, Melanie.
That's Brooke Davis, the author of Lost and Found, talking about her favourite book, Matilda by Roald Dahl. And I thought that what we might do now is spend a little bit of time with a song from Tim Minchin's musical Matilda that he did with Royal Shakespeare Company and is a big hit all over the world. This song is called Quiet. It's from Matilda.
The stories would stop for just once. I'm sorry, I'm not quite explaining it right. But this noise becomes anger and the anger is light. And this burning inside me would usually fade. But it isn't today. And the heat and the shouting. And my heart is pounding. And my eyes are burning. And suddenly everything is quiet. Like silence, but not really silent. Just that still sort of quiet. Like the sound of a page being turned in a book. Or a pause in a walk in the